Hi guys, welcome back for episode 38. So last week we spoke about delivering exceptional customer experience to build that trust and loyalty with your customers. The big takeaway was that experience convert clients into advocates, but perception drives the authority. So this week we're exploring how to strategically position your business so the market sees you as the obvious choice.
Positioning matters far more than tactics in your business. Marketing, pricing, and promotions or short-term levers. Positioning shapes long-term perception of the business and how the customer perceives where you sit in the market. Proper positioning allows you to attract the ideal clients, which is exact. In B2B, that's an absolute must. It allows you to command premium pricing and it avoids price wars. Businesses that fail to position themselves often struggle to stand out, because they're generally in the sea of sameness, even if they've got great products and services. So positioning is absolutely important to make sure that you're positioned in a way that you're
unique.
And differentiation is super important, especially in B2B, where there's loads of people who say that the marketing agencies, there's a difference between marketing and growth agencies, which we'll talk about in a different podcast. But if you look at marketing agencies, you know, most of them just look the same, you know. So what they tend to do is all charge the same as well. You know, it's just not the way to do things.
So some key elements of a strong market position is clarity. So you've clearly defined what you do, who you serve, and why it matters. Differentiation, so you show how you're distinct from your competitors beyond the features and the price. Credibility and authority, you leverage your expertise, you show case studies, testimonials, and thought leadership. Relevance, you ensure that your positioning resonates with your target audience's needs and desires.
Yeah, a great example of that is, if you take Adonis Media, for instance, you know, we position ourselves as a growth agency. I'll rephrase that. We actually position ourselves as a B2B growth agency, because B2B is very different from B2C and DTC and things like that, where there's a buying committee, there's generally a longer sales cycle, and it's that usually the purchase is more complex. So we position ourselves as a growth agency for other B2B organizations. We differentiate ourselves with the process and how we do it. You know, so most other agencies are generally either marketing agencies. There are a few others that position themselves as a growth agency, but when you see their messaging and things, it just looks the same as a marketing agency, you know. But we go a step further, and that we've actually created our own unique process called Metamorph IQ, and we're also in the process of continually building our B2B growth platform, which helps execute strategy, which allows the business to focus on the growth of the overall business. So that's why we position ourselves, and that's why we fully intend in dominating our market, especially within Brisbane City and surrounding suburbs.
Yeah. So aligning positioning with your brand story and experiences. So your story, which we spoke about in episode 36, and your experience from episode 37 should reinforce your position. Every single client interaction, piece of content, and marketing touch point should support your unique position as well. And you want to avoid the mismatched messaging, or having one message on your website, one message on social media. That just doesn't work. It confuses your market and it undermines your authority, because it looks like you actually don't even know what you're talking about.
And you generally find as well, Chloe, when clients come to us, you know, in a lot of cases there's not very much on their social media accounts and other channels and things either, eh? Because it's just so sporadic and it's a bit of this and a bit of that. It kind of doesn't make sense. So they tend not to be aligned anyway when they come to us. You know, the messaging is all over the place. So it's definitely something to think about if you're going to partner with an agency. Come and partner with Adonis, because we go far beyond any other agency you've worked for, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Now, there are some practical strategies to position your business. The first one is audit your current messaging and the competitive landscape. You know, see what you're, see what's happening from your competitors. You know, what are they, what's their messaging like? Are they actually targeting the same customers as you? Review your own messaging, make sure you understand who your ICP is, how you're positioned, and what your messaging needs to say in order to resonate. Identify gaps in the market for opportunities to stand out. Make sure that you're crafting a clear positioning statement that communicates the unique value that you provide. In a lot of cases as well, you know, you should really, on your homepage, within the hero section, you should have your value proposition, you know, so that people can see what value it is that you actually bring to the table. You can then leverage thought leadership, content marketing, and client success stories to reinforce your positioning and your messaging, or through messaging anyway, and just consistently communicate your position across all channels. Just make sure that you're, you know, whether it's your website, your socials, your sales or your service, that your messaging that you're communicating is consistent over all of them. So it's the same message to the same clients. It all resonates with your prospective ICP.
Some common mistakes that will undermine your positioning is trying to be everything to everyone. So this actually undermines your whole business. It dilutes your authority. It just kind of makes you look like you're just grabbing money from anywhere rather than focusing and really showcasing your solution. The second one is competing solely on price rather than value. If you're solely competing on price, then you're just going to constantly be in the same sea of sameness with your other competitors. You need to build a brand that people want to come to, people want to buy, people want to, you know, connect with, work with. Third one is inconsistent messaging across platforms. Fourth one, ignoring client perception on market trends. And fifth one is overlooking the power of storytelling and experience in supporting positioning. Now, storytelling is how you connect with your, you know, your clients. You need to be telling them a story in everything, with all your marketing. Everything needs to have a story and, you know, make them connect and get to those deep feelings to make them like feel something and resonate with you.
Well, if you look at anything in life, anything you watch on TV, most of the stuff that you see on socials and things like that, everything is story based. So it's all story driven.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason people buy products, and a lot of the cases because of the story behind it all. You know, why they now need that. So it's really important to what story you need to tell for your brand and how that positions you to provide a better customer experience for your customers. Now, there's a book called Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. I definitely recommend anybody buy this and use it. I know that Donald's also got an AI version of building that online, so check that out, do a little search, and yeah, go and build your story brand and succeed.
It's a really great book. I would recommend it to anybody that might even be a bit confused about their position or their story. It really goes into depth about like the different elements to really create a great story to grow your business.
That's right. And a lot of B2B brands need to understand that sales isn't about trying to persuade somebody to buy your product. It's about being someone helpful to guide people through their journey to buy the product, you know, so that when they're ready to make that decision to buy, that they feel confident that your product or service is the solution for them that's going to get them to the outcome that they're trying to get to. And that everything that you do in sales enablement and things like that helps do that.
Yeah. Awesome. So some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week. I want you to define your target audience and the market gap that you fill. Audit your messaging and client experience for alignment with positioning. Create a simple, clear positioning statement to guide your decisions. Reinforce your positioning through storytelling, content, and consistent experiences. Monitor perception and iterate as needed, because positioning will evolve with your market. Next week on The Adonis Effect, we're shifting the focus from how the market sees your business to how you turn prospects into paying clients. We'll break down the key metrics, the strategies, and tweaks that can boost your conversion rates and help you get more results from the leads you already have. If you want to turn interest into action and maximize every opportunity, then don't miss out on episode 39.
Looking forward to it, Chloe.
Awesome. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.